On the phone with me is Jordan Harris, the executive director of the Pounce Project. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So would you mind telling me just a little bit about you and the Pounce Project and what you do in the community?
Yeah, you bet. I'm a local girl. I went to university here at UNBC. I graduated in 2018 with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and then immediately after founded the Pounds Project. And Pounds stands for Preventing Overdose and Undoing Stigma, and that's the goal of the work that we do in the community.
That's awesome. And was there something specific that prompted you to create Pounds? How did it come about?
At the time, I was working at the Needle Exchange downtown in Prince George, while I was going through school. And in the nursing program, we learned, lots, obviously, about managing disease and other conditions. And there was just not very much attention paid, I felt, to what we could do to prevent people from getting sick. So some kind of self-exploration there in my studies led me to discover the field of health promotion, and harm reduction is obviously a huge piece of health promotion. And people who use drugs were dying in BC and in Canada at unprecedented rates since 2016. And it seemed like hardly anybody cared. Mm-hmm. And so the project and our team and the work that we do has been about showing up for people who use drugs and the people who love them, and showing that we do care and that we know that the lives of people who use drugs are worth saving.
How does harm reduction work for you guys? What do you guys do to prevent the harm?
So harm reduction works. The whole philosophy of harm reduction is about meeting people where they are, whether their situation is ideal or not. So harm reduction for people who use drugs is about maximizing opportunities and minimizing or preventing harms in whatever way we can that are related to substance use and the associated vulnerabilities. So harm reduction says, yeah, maybe this isn't, the life that you necessarily wanted for yourself or want for yourself, or the life that we want for you, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is you, the person in front of me right now, and this interaction. So what opportunities can we create in this interaction, and in what ways can this interaction reduce harm? So practically speaking, that looks like providing clean gear for people who use substances to prevent infections, educating about harms, providing safe space, safer practices, and reducing the reasons that people use in isolation. And that's where the undoing stigma piece of our work comes in.
How do the people find you?
You mean like people that access our service?
Yeah, anybody who needs to know anything about stigma, people who need to use your services or refer to you.
So we're not very good at putting ourselves out there. We can be kind of hard to find, but we're certainly not hard to talk to. Mm-hmm. Once you track us down, Facebook is a great way to reach out and connect with various members of our team. We're available in person at a location right now that is to be determined. We're in the process of moving.
Oh, wow.
The location of our overdose prevention site and our drop-in center. So we don't right now have a storefront that you can come and say hi at, but we do have outreach teams out and about in the community on a daily basis that are available to chat.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Facebook is still the best way, social media, to touch base with our team.
Now, do you guys do a lot of work in the downtown core of Prince George?
Yeah, for sure. The majority of our harm reduction and overdose prevention work does happen in the downtown area. We started the work that we did in 2018 with a crisis innovation grant from the Ministry of Mental Health and Addiction. So part of the criteria for that funding was sort of gap filling, I guess you could call it. We looked at the services available for people who use drugs in our community and where our greatest areas of vulnerability and harm were, and then where we could be most effective in the work that we do. So we spend a lot of time downtown working with individuals who don't have access to stable housing and other basic necessities, because as we know, all of those things compound trauma, and trauma leads to addiction. Mm-hmm. So it's often that we see these issues going hand in hand.
Right. Now, there are a lot of people who have a lot of very loud opinions on these communities and about downtown Prince George. And I find that they're quite negative. A lot of like the local business owners have been very vocal about the issues surrounding the downtown community and how it affects their businesses. And a lot of the communities that they talk about are those who face issues with addictions, with mental health, or those who don't have stable housing, like you mentioned earlier. So we've heard lots about them, but you work very, very closely with a lot of those populations who are receiving that criticism. So what is your opinion on the culture of downtown?
The downtown culture right now, in a lot of ways, makes me really sad, because I think that the polarity and the divisiveness between the opinions on harm reduction and community safety and, you know, well-being of vulnerable populations, people's opinions are on such opposite ends of the spectrum that break or that schism between groups really, I think, is indicative of a broken community. But it's not broken individuals. It's, you know, broken systems and broken connections. We're not actually standing together as a community geographically. We, you know, maybe fit the definition of a community by nature of all spending, you know, a lot of time downtown. But there isn't that feeling of inclusive community, that connection, that neighborliness. And I think that's a really vital piece of revitalization of the downtown and the creating a safe and inclusive community. Like, we can't be an inclusive community until we're connected to one another.
Right. Now, you mentioned that there were some broken systems and connections downtown. What do you think needs to happen to fix those, and what specifically is broken?
The brokenness, I think, is on both sides of the fence. Like, there are gaps in the system that affect both kind of like sides of this, like the dichotomy around downtown. You know, business owners and property owners downtown feel that, you know, their voices and their concerns aren't heard. They feel that they're left to deal with their own issues, like to come up with their own solutions. And then for individuals who are street entrenched, for individuals who are experiencing homelessness or, you know, extreme substance use, problematic addiction, things like that, like these things that we see as like visible problems in the downtown area, it's everybody in the situation feels unheard. Like, on our side of things, we feel like we're standing here screaming into a void about our friends and our family members that are dying, that are being poisoned by an illicit drug supply. And then we have property owners and business owners standing on the other side, also shouting like into this, you know, void of screams, and feeling equally frustrated. And so that frustration just is growing and dividing the two groups instead of all of us coming together to collaboratively find a solution. Like, if your biggest issue downtown is, you know, the litter outside your business, and somebody else's biggest issue downtown is that they have to use the alley behind your business as a toilet because they don't have anywhere to live, like, where's the middle ground there? And I think, you know, that the health and safety of everyone in the community, that's the common interest.
Right.
And so we need systems and we need policy movements from our leaders, like at a local and provincial, federal level, that are going to support those cohesive solutions and like collaborative efforts.
So what can we do to help you build that community?
Right now, the Pounds Project is looking for allies in the community to support our peer-led projects. So work that we're doing on the ground that's being led by experiential workers with lived experience of substance use and homelessness that have a wealth of knowledge around harm reduction, survival, and who could benefit from, you know, working with a partner who can demonstrate role models and professional behaviors and work with them on their personal development in a, you know, really natural and organic way while doing some really important on the ground work. So anyone who's interested is invited to get in touch with us, because we have room for everybody on our team.
So I've heard some rumors that you've already started doing a lot of this community outreach and building community, and that you've done some partnerships with the city surrounding needle cleanup. Or is that something that is...
I'd be interested to know where you heard that from, because it's not... not totally true.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
we We have a number of ongoing partnerships with the City of Prince George. We the Pounds Project team operates the public bathrooms in the Civic Center Plaza, and that project has been made possible with some COVID-19 and municipal funding. And so that has nothing to do with substance use or harm reduction over there. That's just about access to basic sanitation, hand washing, hygiene, and public washrooms for individuals, as well as providing employment for individuals with lived experience of substance use and homelessness.
Right.
It's a proactive solution for sure. But we are outreach teams that are in the community doing harm reduction and overdose prevention work are funded by First Nations Health Authority, and those teams do sharps pickup and like biohazard waste removal. So drug paraphernalia, injection equipment, things like that. Our folks can take care of that for property owners downtown.
That's awesome. Now, I also heard a rumor, I don't know if this one's true either, that you're going to be rolling out a downtown housing initiative?
Closer to true.
Cool.
The only difference there is that we actually rolled it out last November.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're coming up on, we're coming up on 1 year of supported housing in the National Hotel.
Okay.
So with some funding from BC Housing and a partnership with the BC New Hope Recovery Society, which operates Baldy Hughes, the local treatment center. We have about 12 units of supported housing for individuals who are experiencing active substance use that prohibits them from qualifying for any other form of supportive housing. So we've housed individuals who have experienced chronic long-term homelessness and that due to the nature of their active substance use aren't eligible for placements at other supportive housing facilities where sobriety is like a foundational piece. And so that program has been running for almost a year.
And what's it like facilitating that?
It's a really secure program. Like the building itself provides a lot of safety and security for participants. It's a co-op model style program. So individuals who live in the building are expected to participate in staffing the program, as well as maintaining, the building and just day-to-day operations. So it's, combination of a safe place to live, but also some employment skills and a chance to, start to develop some employment history and some stability in your life until you're ready to move to a sustainable solution that works for you.
And if somebody were needing to have some stable housing and weren't able to fit into the other models that were existed, they would just contact you and you would find a way to help them?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're limited due to the small nature of the space. And BC Housing is working on some renovations in the near future that will open up some more spots for folks so that we have more of an ability to be responsive to individuals in crisis. Because right now we have a stable group of fairly long-term tenants. And so we haven't had a lot of turnover. But, we did have 14 individuals who didn't sleep outside last winter.
That's kind of the goal of it, isn't it?
By any measure.
When it comes to people in crisis, there are a lot of conversations about issues of safety and security, for them as well as for other members of the community. So what can be done to make people feel safer downtown? Like either on a big scale, like local government, or maybe on the individual level? Like what can they do for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like cliched and pretty corny, but starting with a smile, like so many scary interactions, I think for people are rooted in discomfort and unfamiliarity. So if you're come across someone who is, experiencing some distress, that's uncomfortable. And so I think if you're able to just, give that person a kind smile and a, hey, are you doing okay? 9 times out of 10, in my experience, individuals just want to be left alone. And so it's not even that you're going to be, asked for anything, but just letting someone know that, I see you, I notice you, I'm aware, I acknowledge you, I acknowledge your existence, can go a long way to mitigating any conflict that might come out of tense or emotional situations.
That's great. A simple solution.
Yeah.
What is the most ambitious goal you have for the future when in regards to Pounds? What do you see Pounds doing?
I would like to see Pounds to continue working in the downtown community and being a part of the effort to work towards that goal of a community where individuals feel safe and secure with their neighbors, whether they know them or not, where we can, you know, share a physical space in a way that respects one another and keeps everybody safe and well, and where our most vulnerable members of our community have some safe spaces for respite and where they're reminded of their value and their worth. And I just hope to see us continue forming partnerships downtown. And we certainly don't intend to do any of this work adversarially or, you know, in any kind of confrontational manner. We believe that teamwork makes the dream work. And like, we are here to work together to make Prince George safe and welcoming for everybody that calls it home.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for all your time today and for all of your insight.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.